This is Radically Alive Women Edgecast, and we're bringing to you some insights for you as a subscriber, as a member to Radically Alive Women Edgecast. Thank you so much for supporting this work, and thank you so much for being curious enough to come closer to make use of this content so that you get to really let these distinctions and these inspirations from women across the globe permeate you and change who you are. Enjoy. Welcome to Radically Alive Women Edgecast and our distinctions. My name is Julia Neumann. This distinction is about feelings. Valerie Langford discovered that there are only four feelings. And whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter, you could try it out. And she distinguished between four feelings: anger, sadness, fear, and joy. And the beauty is that this makes it really simple to navigate within yourself. And you could consider then that, and that comes from possibility management, that everything else that you may have labeled feelings is actually a mixture of these four core feelings. And while you may have learned that there's only one good feeling and three negative feelings, this is not accurate. We are navigating in Radically Alive Women as a context on the assumption that all feelings are neutral energy and information that can serve you. And that requires a perspective shift that is quite radical, but hey, we're here for Radically Alive Women, right? The radical shift is that you would shift out of this perspective that you may have learned your whole life, that there are three bad feelings: anger, sadness, and fear, to the perspective that they are neutral. They're not good, they're not bad, but you can learn to use them for your life as a resource, as an energy, as a source of information. And that takes some training and reframing and healing. I want to highlight also that while you may think at first that joy is the only good feeling that you learned about, most people have learned that joy is only okay to a certain limit. So don't be glad too early, something bad might happen, and then you may have wasted your joy, so to speak. Or if you're too joyful at work, you're not working hard enough. And so when you look closer at what you learned about joy, you might come to realize that even joy was actually not okay in your environment, it wasn't supported, which creates a bit of a mindfuck because we're told that we need to be striving for happiness, but then joy is not actually okay at its full. And this new perspective that all four feelings, including joy, including anger, including sadness, and including fear, are neutral, gives you the possibility to first feel them, and second, also to apply them for your life. Let's look at anger, for example. You may have learned that anger is bad, is destructive, is violent. And if you wish, pause here and really write down first, what did you learn about anger as you were growing up? Maybe also if you look around now, how do people react to anger? How do you react to anger? What did you learn about it? And then put your feet firmly on the ground, stand upright. And just feel the soles of your feet on the floor. And from that place, activate some anger. Maybe you remember a situation where you were angry just the other day or just today. And let this energy move through your body based on the assumption that anger is neutral energy and information. And it doesn't have to be a big amount of anger. What do you notice? So you might notice that you stand taller. You might notice that your bones sort of straighten up. You might notice that you want to go into action, you want to move. You're getting ready for action. You might notice that you become so much clearer, that you feel powerful. And that's what anger is for, as neutral energy and information. We can use it for immense clarity. We can use it for space holding. You can use it to say clear yes and no and let that shape your life. You can also say not yet. You can use it to know what you really deeply care about, because if you didn't care, you wouldn't feel angry. And there's more. It's really worth exploring this territory. The archetypal force that comes with anger is that of a warrior or a warrioress. So anger as a force, an archetypal force, is conscious anger. That's a feeling. And let's tune to fear. Fear, you may have learned, makes you weak, makes you a scaredy cat. It's something to be avoided, especially for men. For women, maybe it's more like we're used to being scared and being weak, therefore. Or maybe you know that fear is unprofessional. And take some time to write down what you learned about fear. Now, overall, most of us learned that fear is not okay. And the new perspective is fear is neutral energy and information. And now if you stand on your two feet and you let yourself be really grounded and centered in whichever way that works for you so that you're actually in your body, and then you let your fear be there. I mean, we can feel fear at all times if we allow ourselves. Or maybe you want to remember a situation where you were scared and access that in your body, let it rise in your body, with the assumption that fear is neutral energy and information. What do you notice? And I'm speaking sensations in your body, changes in your body posture. What you might notice is that you become really alert. Fear has this information of alerting you to dangers, what you need to look out for. But also fear informs you about you're in new territory where you don't know how it goes, so you need to be able to lean into that so that it can actually invent the new out of not knowing. Because if you know, you're not inventing, you're copying. So fear is archetypally the realm of magic. That which seems magic because it comes out of nowhere, it comes out of the unknown. Fear is also really great for intimacy. And it can come with a sense of aliveness, of this tingling in your body. Now let's turn to sadness. What have you learned about sadness? Take a moment to write that down. You may have learned that sadness makes you weak, that sadness is like the party pooper, that you might drown in a pool of sadness and never get out. That sadness is not professional. Sadness is too emotional. And overall, that it's bad to feel sad, at least for too long and too often. Now again, stand on your two feet, centered, grounded, and let yourself feel consciously sad. Maybe you need to remember a situation where you felt sad, or maybe it helps you to simply open your heart. What comes up in your body? What do you sense? What do you notice? You might notice that your muscles relax, that there's a relaxation happening in your body, that you become softer. You might notice that you open up to love, compassion. And sadness is the archetypal realm of love and of communication. You can use sadness to connect with someone consciously, to feel close to them, to be connected to them as you speak with them. Sadness can also be to release tension, to come into flow, to express your love. And it's a healing force. And lastly, let's speak about joy. So what did you learn about joy growing up? And what is maybe really like wired into your system? Maybe you learned that joy is not okay because then you're suspicious. If you're too glad, you're not working hard enough. Maybe you learned that if you're glad and someone else is sad, it's not okay, you should be sad too. Maybe you learned that when you are glad, something bad will happen, so better not to be glad. Whatever it is for you, take a moment to let yourself know what you learned about joy. And then again, feel your feet standing firmly on the ground, grounded, centered, and activate your joy. Let it be there. Maybe it helps you to remember a moment that you felt really joyful. And then notice what it feels like in your body. What is the energy? What is the information? And again, you might notice a sense of aliveness that's quite similar to the fear energy. And maybe a bit more expansive. You might notice a bubbling sensation. You might also notice this really calm, peaceful. And archetypally, when joy as a feeling is neutral energy and information, joy serves sovereignty. Meant in an archetypal sense, not in a power over hierarchical sense. And it means being connected to possibility. Means standing in your full sovereignty, connected to all there is and connected to all your feelings. And from there, you can use it to have vision, can use it to inspire. It's like our birthright, really. The territory of joy is, it comes for free when we allow ourselves to let all the other feelings be there. And just a cautionary remark, when we have learned that all these feelings are actually bad, we will have inserted and included, installed in ourselves some sort of numbness bar, to which level we are numb to our feelings. And beyond that numbness, we explode or implode with these feelings. Now, the counterintuitive act to become more conscious of these feelings is to lower the numbness, to come closer to these feelings. And you can do that by telling yourself, maybe to start, I feel, and then check what's there. I feel mad, glad, sad, scared, because. And just speak it to yourself first. You could combine that with a daily practice that you already have, such as brushing your teeth or going to the toilet, and just tell yourself, I feel mad, sad, glad, scared, because. And let yourself know first. This is amazing stuff, and I'm really glad that it was distilled and further evolved in the context of possibility management, and we're applying it generally in Radically Live Women as a core distinction. And we hope you make it your own and really walk with it and apply it in your life. And let us know how this goes for you.